Life begins at the break-even point. Hey, it's Peter Harmon, the food guru, here with your weekly pep talk. This week's pep talk is about life above the break-even point. If you're like most people, you're asking yourself, why would I want to listen to a podcast about breaking even when I'm here to make real money? I want a podcast that'll tell me how to make money. And what's so important about this silly little break-even point anyway? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's true that most people don't want to hear stories about breaking even. Most people want to hear stories about making millions of dollars and working only 4 hours a week. Most people want to find the easy way, the get-rich-quick way. And that's why you like this podcast. This podcast is for you because you're not like most folks. You are a restaurant owner. You're different. You have the heart of an entrepreneur. You want the freedom to do your own thing, your way, on your terms. You want the best solutions for the long-term health of your restaurant, your people, and your customers. This podcast is for passionate restaurant people like us who are in it for the long haul. Another reason that you're not like most people is that most restaurants lose money and barely break even, and the owner doesn't do a thing about it. They just struggle and die. But you are smart. You're out here looking for answers that'll help you get to the next level. It's true. 80% of all restaurants in the world struggle to survive. 80% of restaurants die before their fifth birthday. 14% of restaurants make a little money. Only 5% make a 10% profit. And the rare 1% of all restaurants earn more than a 10% profit. My goal is to help you get into the top 5% of all restaurants and earn a 10% profit. My goal is to help you move your knowledge to the top 5% of all restaurant owners. And if you're not there, stay tuned because I'm about to show you how close you really are to making things happen. Now remember this, profit is not greed. Profit is freedom. Huh? Did he just say profit is freedom? Well, how is profit freedom? Freedom from what? Well, real freedom is getting up in the morning and having the freedom to do whatever you want to do. Freedom comes from not being buried in bills that you can't pay. Freedom is having a team of full-time people who know their job and work as hard as you do to build a great restaurant. This freedom comes from having the money to pay the best wages in your market. Freedom comes from building a first-class restaurant that will stand the test of time. Freedom comes from having money in the bank. Freedom comes from character and integrity and doing the right things right. Freedom, my friends, starts at the break-even point. Pre-break-even is where we lose money and destroy wealth. Opening a restaurant is like diving into the swimming pool. Pre-break-even is like being underwater. If you stay there too long, you'll die. You have to make it back to the surface. The surface is the break-even point where we can start to breathe again. So life begins at the break-even point. The break-even point is the point at which your restaurant stops destroying wealth. The break-even point is where your restaurant starts to create wealth. That's right, long-term wealth. And the coolest thing about it is the break-even point is that once you reach the break-even point, 60 cents of each additional dollar that you do in additional sales will go straight to the bottom line as profit. That's right, folks. I said that when you reach the break-even point, 60 cents of each additional dollar in sales will go straight to the bottom line as profit. Wow. Now you have my attention. I want to go there. It's the first financial goal every restaurant needs to reach is the break-even point. The break-even point is when a business stops destroying wealth and begins to create wealth. Once we hit the break-even point, at least 60 cents of each additional dollar in sales should fall to the bottom line as profit. Okay, now I want you to pay attention to this next little section because it involves numbers and it's a little tricky to explain without a paper or a whiteboard. But I'm going to do my best to explain it. So if you get confused, just listen to this part a couple times and you'll get it. You're smart. You're going to figure it out. Okay, now we need to know four things to figure the break-even point. First, we need labor cost. Second, we need other cost. Third is we need to know the food cost percentage. And then the fourth thing is we need to make a sales guesstimate. Okay, it's kind of like an estimate, but it's a guess. To calculate the break-even point, we start with fixed costs. Fixed costs are fixed because we can't live without them. There are two types of fixed costs. The first is labor cost. Although labor cost varies slightly from week to week, it's still a fixed cost because we can't get rid of it. The second is other cost. This includes rent, utilities, insurance, trash removal, office expenses, credit card fees, marketing, plus everything else that's not related to labor or food and beverage purchases. You should be able to find these numbers on your P&L statement in QuickBooks. You do have a P&L statement, don't you? You do use QuickBooks or some kind of professional accounting software, don't you? All right, for this case study, we're going to use the XYZ restaurant that is doing $750,000 in annual sales. Now, let's imagine that the XYZ restaurant has a labor cost of $250,000 a year, and they also have an other cost of $250,000 a year. That means they have $500,000 in fixed costs. Okay, to recap, XYZ restaurant fixed costs are labor cost, $250,000, other costs, $250,000, total fixed costs, $500,000. Now we have our first two pieces. We know the fixed cost should be $500,000. The next piece we need is the cost of goods piece. As I said before, cost of goods is a variable expense. That means if we don't have the sales, we should not need to buy the ingredients to make the food or drinks. So we start with the percentage that we want or expect our cost of goods to be. For this example, we're going to use 33% because that is what the XYZ restaurant is currently running. Okay, so we know what our fixed costs are, $500,000, and we know what the variable expense or cost of goods percentage is, it's 33%, okay? Now, when we know what our fixed costs are and what our cost of goods percentage goal is, we can play around with a few different sales scenarios to find our break-even number, okay? And that's piece four, the sales scenario guesstimate. If your restaurant has been open for a while, you can use your actual numbers. If you're breaking even now, you already know the break-even numbers. But for our purposes today, I want to start at the beginning so you understand how we do it. And this is a little complicated, so please try to stay with me. And if you need to rewind and listen to it again, do it. Okay, let's imagine we're a startup restaurant. We write the menu and take a guess at what we think the average check is going to be based on the prices on the menu. Now, let's say we have an average check of $25 per person. Okay, so we know that. Average check, $25. Then we take a guess at how many meals we hope to do or plan to serve each day. Once we do that, we figure out how many meals we're going to do a week. Okay, so let's imagine we're open for dinner 6 nights a week, and we're going to feed 100 people a day times 6 days. That's 600 people. So we simply multiply the average check goal of $25 times the number of meals per week of 600, and we come up with a weekly sales total of $15,000 per week in sales. Then we multiply the weekly total of $15,000 a week times 50 weeks a year. That's right. In this example, we close the restaurant for 2 weeks so everyone can take a break and go on vacation. Hey, it's not a bad idea if you can make it work. I do it. Anyway, this gives us a total of $750,000. Okay, it's a nice round number to work with. All right, let's see where we're at. Here are our numbers. Our sales, we start with $750,000. Okay, and now we're going to multiply that times our cost of goods goal of 33%, which gives us $250,000 for cost of goods. Did you catch that? Okay, real quick. Average check, $25. 600 people a week. 25 times 600, 15,000 a week in sales, times 50 weeks a year, $750,000. Then we took that number, $750,000, and multiplied it times our cost of goods goal of 33%, and that gave us $250,000 for cost of goods. So here's our equation. Sales are $750,000. Cost of goods, labor, and other costs are all $250,000. So our total expenses are $750,000. This is a perfect break-even scenario. All our costs are 33.3%. We're at the break-even point. Now, I want to say it another way. Sales are $750,000 and expenses are $750,000. The XYZ restaurant is at break even. There's even a formula to calculate break even, and here it is. Sales minus cost of goods divided by fixed costs. Or in our example, we have $750,000 in sales minus $250,000 in cost of goods is $500,000. Then we divide the $500,000 by fixed costs of $500,000, which equals 1.0. Anything above 1 is break even, and anything below 1 is not. Okay, so sales minus cost of goods divided by fixed costs. If that number equals 1 or better, you're above break even, and if it is 1 or less, you're below break even. All right, for this example, the XYZ restaurant needs to do $750,000 in sales to break even, okay, with this overhead of labor and cost of goods. And now for the good news. Every additional dollar that XYZ brings in above $750,000 will put roughly 60 cents on the bottom line's profit. And this is because all we have to do is pay the variable expense. Fixed costs are fixed. Labor and other costs aren't moving up or down. They're fixed. So all we have to pay for is the variable cost of goods. Okay? And we know our cost of goods is 33%. So I know what you're saying. If cost of goods is 33%, wouldn't we put 66.6% on the bottom line? And that's a really good question. It's true, we would. But the reason I use 60% is because in reality, there are always extra costs. There will be a 2% increase for credit card fees and maybe something for linen or disposables or something else. And that's why I think of it as 60 cents profit for each additional dollar above break even. Okay, now you know how to figure the break even point for your restaurant. You can use it to figure out what your sales need to be to either stop the bleeding or reach the 10% profit line. If you're hovering around break even, that is a good thing. If you're above break even, that is good too. Now think of this. Harvey Firestone, who was a really smart guy, used to hang out with Thomas Edison and Henry Ford. He once said, "It is unusual and indeed abnormal for a concern to make money during the first several years of existence. The initial product and initial organization are never right." I love that. Okay, so now hold on, because we're about to go above the break-even point. And now for the fun part. Let's see what happens when we increase the sales of XYZ restaurant. As we just discussed, XYZ restaurant is breaking even. $750,000 in sales, $250 in cost of goods, $250 in labor, $250 in other. Our total expenses are $750,000. Our profit is zero. So let's see what happens when we increase sales by 10%. So let's take our sales, $750,000 times 10%. That is $75,000 in additional sales, which brings our new sales total to $825,000. Then we have to deal with the 33% cost of goods on the extra $75,000. 75 extra $1,000 times 33% cost of goods is $25,000. So we're going to increase our cost of goods from $250,000 to $275,000. So now our little equation looks like this. Sales are $825,000. Cost of goods goes up to $275,000. Labor is fixed. Other costs is fixed, both at $250,000. Our total expenses are now $775,000. They only went up by $25,000 because we only had to pay the additional cost of goods on the $75,000. Our profit is now $50,000. It's the perfect example of what happens when we break, when we hit the break-even point. $50,000 represents 66.6% of our additional sales that hit the bottom line. We did an extra $75,000 in sales. 66% of it went to the bottom line. We have a $50,000 profit. Pretty good. Okay, now, just for fun, let's see what happens if we get another 10% sales increase. If we do that, our sales are now at $825,000. 10% is going to move us up by $82,500, which makes our new sales $907,500. The new cost of goods, we're going to have to pay 33% of the additional $82,000. Okay, I know there's a lot of numbers here. So that's an extra $27,000, brings our cost of goods to roughly $302,000. Okay, if we maintain our labor costs and our other costs at the same level, our profit will go to $105,000. What? $105,000. That's right. All right, sales went from $825,000. We added $82,500, which brings us to $907,000. Okay, remember, we started at $775,000. We've had two 10% increases. That brings us to $907,000. Cost of goods is the only expense we had to pay. So that's now $300,000. Labor and other costs are fixed at $250,000 and $250,000. So our total expenses are now $802,000. Our profit goes to $105,000. This is an extra $55,000, which, as you guessed, 66.6% of our additional sales. Okay. In this equation, we have our fixed costs of labor and other costs. We increase sales twice by 10%. The only added expense we had was for our variable cost of goods. Our sales are now $907,000. Our expenses are $802,000. Our profit is $105,000. Okay, I want to take a minute and look at something important, very important. If you recall, when we started this exercise, the XYZ restaurant had $750,000 in sales and was at the break-even point. The two sales increases moved us from $750,000 to $825,000 to $907,000. We were able to keep our fixed costs of labor and other costs the same with zero growth. The only expense we had was for cost of goods on the extra sales. At $907,000, our new profit is $105,000. That's an 11% profit. Wow. The point of this exercise is to show you that life begins at the break-even point. With two moves, we went from breaking even to making 11% profit. Now, when we back out that 2% for credit cards and things like that, you'll probably be at 10%. But I'm here to tell you that this can absolutely happen to you and your restaurant whenever you're ready. And this brings us to our question of the week. The question is coming right from your mind to mine. And it's really, really obvious. How can I increase my sales by 10% twice so I can earn a 10% profit and start having fun? Okay, that's the goal. I'm going to give you the big picture really fast right now, so hold on tight. Here it is. In all the world, there are only six ways to increase sales in a restaurant, and they are: keep the customers you have today. Number two, increase the average check. Number three, get your customers to return more often. Number four, bring in new customers. Number five, 86 bad customers. And number six is my personal favorite, raise prices. I want you to think about these six ways to increase sales and try to come up with a few ideas that will help you move forward. Next week, our podcast will be about six ways to increase sales. I can't wait to sink my teeth into that one. It's one of my favorite subjects. I truly hope that today's episode about the break-even point was interesting and useful, because my goal is to help you build a better restaurant and achieve the gold standard in the restaurant industry, a 10% profit. My name is Peter Harmon. I am the Food Guru. Thanks for listening. I hope to see you next time.